sorry, Kathy, that we missed your breeze and stuff, but we'll just say right here on the call, Kathy breezed and got all her stuff done. Okay.
I'm insulted. I have to be emotional about it. We fours are so emotional.
On the wrong side of the scale or the other side of the scale or something. I can't. Okay, it's going to be fun hearing you fours talk about that. Okay, so, Corinne, you're up. How did you do with your stuff for last month?
Let's see. I'm not looking at my list. I think on my list I had my, I was supposed to send a friend's email, and I did follow up with the one mother that I need to, I'm not done. I didn't send the email. I'm sort of reformulating what I'm trying to offer because I don't need to do it at the same time because the person who used to be doing it isn't doing it anymore. And so now I have to ask if anyone's interested in a class before I sort of say when the time and day and time it would be. I don't know. I'm a little, I'm not crystal clear on it yet, but it's still on my list to do. And I did share the stones file.
Yes.
And one of the things I need to do is just get my Gmail fixed so I can access it on my computer. It's like I have these big chipmunk things all around me. The phone and the computer, like those are sort of basic helpful tools to have functioning so that you can do your other projects. Something else I did. I don't know. I think looking at supply, the
Martha that was on there.
Was on there.
Yeah.
And I did some of that. And
train for your 8K?
Oh, I did the 8K. Well, except I changed it into a 5K, but I did that.
Cool.
It was part of this goal I had that I kind of was dipping back into to run a race in each state. So I ran a race in Rhode Island. It was quite funny because I've never run a race where you had to wear orange because it was hunting season.
Whoa.
I was slightly uncomfortable, like running through the woods in an orange shirt in hunting season, but I guess that's how they do it in Rhode Island. So and it was a trail run, so it was different from usual because you're tripping over roots, looking at the roots and trying to figure out the path. They had marked it with little flags, and you're trying to make sure you're in the right path in the woods. So I guess that covered my getting out into the woods more often. it was fun. I wasn't in awesome running shape for it, but I was just trying to enjoy where I was because I haven't had an easy time with I had injured my foot a year ago, more than a year ago. But when I had gone down a flight of stairs when I was taking Justin somewhere, and missed the bottom step, and I thought it was better, and then every time I try to train for a race, I realize that it's not 100% better. So it's better, but it's not entirely gone. So
yeah.
So I'm kind of dialing back from that as a main focus or anything, but it was just something that made me feel like there was some momentum to fall in some of my other areas. And I've certainly been doing more walks and stuff because I've yoga and walks and other forms of exercise to stay well. So that's progress, I think. And then what else was on my list? There was was chipmunks on there? I haven't done much on chipmunks recently.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to focus. Well, anyway, we'll talk about that when we answer the. I have to get some of my systems, big things cleared up.
Okay, you do that. But yeah, you got most of your list. You talked to almost everything on your list, so that's a great job. All right, Corinne, thank you. So will you pick the next person who you want to see what they did with their month?
Yes, Miss Diane, who is trying to connect.
Diane's list, the million links list. Oh, lemon and artichoke. Did we get that? Oh, now
yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Diane.
That's right, you did. The plants
yes,
that I gave
yes.
birth to, and
yes.
I let go of the flowers being cut off. I was so pissed. Who the hell steals flowers? Seriously.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah, but they weren't flowers yet. They were still, like, closed artichokes. I'm like, you can't eat them yet, dummies. Like,
are you
whatever.
Sure someone did? You sure a deer didn't eat it?
Oh, yeah, there's deer in my, like, Santa Monica neighborhood. But they were, like,
there could be a critter.
Okay,
yeah.
Let me be clear. It looked like a machete cut them off. There was no nibbling
right.
at the top.
I
yeah,
think
they were
it was Matthew McConaughey myself.
yeah. You wanted a little piece of me to remember our time together.
Exactly, your chance meeting out on a morning jog.
There was no chance. I saw him every day.
Well, then, he wanted something to remember you by.
Yeah, exactly. He wanted something to remember me by. He was taking photos of me as I was walking to my car. Don't you forget that. Okay.
And what's he saying? All right, all right, all right, all right. Okay, go ahead.
So, meanwhile, like, everybody's living in a fantasy world right now. Like,
yeah.
But I'm going to get back to reality here. Okay.
Reality,
so whatever that means. Okay, so continue cleaning and organizing closets, paperwork, and garage. It's a project that is big, but it is moving forward so well. And I got to tell you, the energy being cleared is just amazing. It looks so good already. There's way more to do, but it's fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. Schedule in magazine time and artist date. I haven't been that good about that. I've been doing some stuff, but it's kind of like repeat some stuff, like as opposed to new stuff. So I need to break out of my mold a little bit. Finished the What to Expect presentation, including the visual. I did that. I spoke. I got my blogs and my newsletter out. I think I told you I'd bought the Personality Hacker class, and I'm about three quarters of the way through that. It's about inner parenting. I did get a new computer. I did peruse the Enneagram information. I did share the lemon artichoke information with you guys. October. Schedule in magazine time and artist date. That's going to carry over to this month. Work on Botox article. That's the one thing I didn't touch. I meant to just touch it, and I didn't touch it. I contacted libraries, and I started the book trailer conversation with Andy. I did most of everything.
Whoa. You go, girl. All right, maybe you should just put some more stuff on your list next time, Diane.
No, a lot of the stuff isn't necessarily like big to do stuff. It's sort of like I had
yeah.
to get a computer anyway. You know what I mean? Like
you just put stuff on that you were gonna do. Yeah,
it's stuff I was gonna do anyway, but some of it was a push. You know, like
yeah.
I needed to put the book trailer on, so I got that started. And you know, the libraries. I contacted a couple of libraries. It's really good for me to have this because I do check it, and I'm like, oh, Insiders is coming up. What do I need to do? So
yeah, it's an accountability. Yes, we just said the same words at the same time. Yeah, that's what it's there for.
Yeah.
Well, good job. Good job. Good job. Good job. Okay, who would you like to have be checked on?
Let's hear from Michael, because I didn't officially get to hear from Michael. I didn't get to call on Michael last night because you called on Michael. So I'm going to call Michael.
That's right.
Okay. I'm here. At least I'm pretending I'm here. No, I'm really here. I have been in the same mode for a few months now, and that is the mode of order. Order in thought, order in paperwork, order in all sorts of things. So I didn't write my intent right away, but only until like a couple of days ago, but I just said my intent throughout this period has been order and priorities in all thought and action. You know, I find that I just put up with too much stuff. You know, I just kind of let stuff happen. And I've actually changed my whole point of view about that. Instead of kind of letting stuff just happen, you know, like putting the papers down and letting them be there for a little bit. Nope. I just now am putting them in a place, a prioritized place. And I find that then I don't have to think about them again. And I think this is what about, this is the thing about thought for me, is that I don't really want my thought to be preoccupied or crowded or, you know, infested, so to speak, with a lot of clutter. So in order to have my thought uncluttered and clear and like a real receptive thought, not just saying I'm receptive, but a real, a receptacle, so to speak, for ideas, for those ideas to have a place to live. It can't be cluttered with a bunch of stuff like, oh my gosh, I should have put that away. Oh, I needed to do that. Oh, I needed, you know, and all of, and on and on. And yet I've tried, so to speak, to have a receptive receptacle for receiving and developing ideas without reining in those bad habits of just letting papers be where they are, or just, you know, or I'll order them later, da da da, all of that.
Cool.
And so I'm really focused on that. I'm finding a lot of benefit from it. Isn't that good?
That is good. Thank you, Michael. Who would you like to hear from?
Well, let's see. I think I want to hear from, I want to hear from Jack, I guess.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I loved myself today.
You got one day out of the 30, right?
Yeah, I chose myself today. I have said no 3 times since last night. And my reward for loving myself today is I now have a client really, really mad at me. But you know what? They'll get over it.
And they won't be a client, and then you'll go, yay.
Exactly, exactly. It's like, you know, it certainly does bring to light, you know, what your value is when you stop doing the things that you've been doing to see what the response is. You know, it's a very honest test. You know, it's like, okay, let's see what happens when this. And so, you know, I have my answer. And I was going to continue with the completion process. I still am. I'm still working on tax returns. I probably will be working on tax returns through Sunday night. But I have also chosen, as in last weekend, I chose to take the weekend because Scott had it off. And so I took the weekend off with Scott. I spent the weekend with him rather than spending the weekend working on tax returns. So, you know, it's just kind of the way it goes. So I'm working on tax returns. And if I start working on a certain project, the likelihood is that I will spend 2 days on that one project alone. So I have had to, because that's kind of the way I do things, or it's the way I've done things in the past. I get wound up in it, and I want to make sure I get it done. So it's like, you know, kind of like cleaning the corner of the kitchen floor with a toothbrush. You know, it takes forever. You really get down and dirty. And it's nice and clean when you get it done, but, you know, the rest of the house is kind of falling apart while you're doing that. I have to be a little careful because I do get caught up in things. And so what I'm doing is I'm trying to, as I'm faced with something, try to do that one thing and do it in littles. I have Kathy's voice in my head all the time, doing littles. And that's been a great reminder. Thank you very much, Kathy. It's been a huge reminder for me, and I am able to do a few household things here and there. But most of all, I have, over the past month, you know, really been taking stock. I've been working, and I've been taking stock of my choices, you know, throughout each day and throughout what I'm doing. And I've chosen me, I've chosen Scott. And so I've consciously chosen me in many things. And I think that's probably a huge step forward.
Yeah. Huge. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Self-care. Love it. Love it, Jet. All right, so you've got Jamie and Corinne. Jamie.
What?
Hello. Hey, are you there?
You my name. Oh, gosh. Okay, let's see. I finished the final edits in my rainbow book story. And now I have to decide how many I want to order.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, fine. So it's ready to be ordered and printed. So I think I'll probably get 10 to start because I want to give some away, and then I want to go to a couple of vets and just get some feedback for them and from them and stuff. So that's that. I did work on my music a little bit, and have reached the point that, you know, always comes when you're doing your own stuff. It's like, oh, I don't really like that anymore.
Yeah, it always
so,
happens.
Right? So like, what the heck? So I'm picking apart little pieces of it that I think could be little jewels in it instead of trying to look at the whole big thing, because that's a little bit, not upsetting, but just like, oh, darn. You know, I don't like it as much as I thought I did. So just finessing a few little spots that I think will just be wonderful. And once I feel good about those, I'll continue on with the main thing. But it's not done lengthwise either. I go back and fill in pieces, but the length of it is not done. It's got like another movement to go on it. So it's still got a lot of work. But at least I listened to it and didn't cry when I went, oh, no, I don't like it anymore. So that was a good thing. I'm just like, oh, okay, you can fix this. You can fix it. So I had a good outlook on that. And let's see, what else? Oh, I did get started on organizing my office. It's not anywhere near done, but I did do some stuff, and it made me feel so much better. And it did light the candle, so I got a little more inspired to do other things, which was what I was intending for that to make happen. So clear my clutter in my office, I'll clear the clutter in my mind, and then I'll have more room to do stuff and more interest in doing stuff. I started on that a little bit. I think that might be all that I said I was going to do. I don't have my list right in front of me, but I don't think I did anything.
Office, rainbow, pet sitter book.
Oh, that I didn't do. Okay. I didn't do any writing in my pet sitter book. But I did get an inspiration for the last chapter. So now that I'm going to get Scribner, I guess I could do that and write the last chapter now, not wait till I'm done writing the rest of it, right? And then I can just put that in.
You just slide it around. Yeah.
So I don't have to wait. So I know I have about 5 or 6 chapters before I get to the end, to this new idea that came. But I feel a little bit more organized toward that, too, my thought process towards where that's going to go. So that's, I'll continue on with that definitely this month too.
Cool.
Mm-hmm, that's it.
Yay. All right. Well, you have to pick Cheryl.
Cheryl.
Hi. I just wanted to tell Diane I got an email or a text from Tractor Supply, which is a farm and garden store here in Ohio. And the text is that it is Pet Adoption Month, and I thought of you.
Yay!
This is Pet Adoption Month. And Kathy, my sympathies on having to paint your kitchen.
I'm not painting it. We're painting. We're paying to paint it.
Oh, that's
what she's saying. Yeah, she's not doing it.
Much. But that's what I did last week. I had John come out and paint and stain my deck. But I still have other painting to do. But it's a long, tedious process. But anyways, on my list, I read every day. Well, not every day, but I made up for it for other days because I read more than 30 minutes.
Yay.
I was replacing a lot of old feelings. That wasn't the word that I had used. I think I said clean out or clear up, but instead I replaced old feelings with better feelings. I practiced bits and pieces of Tai Chi, the parts that I didn't get, and sometimes I was doing it wrong. And probably my greatest accomplishment is I set my mom up for paperless bill paying and online.
Whoa.
And the frustration was her iPad is like the dark ages. It's never, my brother set it up, but he set it up so it can never be like updated. So I use my iPad. So I have all her, all those things on mine. And so all of that. And that has eliminated a lot of anxiety and a lot of, she just overwhelmed with the amount of paperwork. And I said, well, Mom, I have it all in folders for you in your email when I get the notices back. And I said, you don't have to have all that paperwork anymore. And you don't have to worry about it. Like, as soon as she gets a bill, she's very confused about, how you get things from your insurance company, that this is how much they pay and this is what you have to pay. Well, then she always thinks, oh, I had to pay that amount. I thought I paid that. And I go, no. I said, no, you have to remember that that's not a bill. So we did that. Done a lot of that. We've done a lot of cleaning up, getting kind of projects done here. And now we have to make a whole new list of projects to get done by August of next year, because the girl that used to live next door to us, she lived next door to us for 20 years, is getting married, and she's going to get married here. So we have a lot of things to do. Yeah. So it's kind of nice.
Okay, wait. You have something to report that's not on your list that you definitely have
Okay. So I saw Beck, and I told her about her chipmunks. I said, I don't have chipmunks that have been – is that the story you mean?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Yep. So I said, I don't have the chipmunks, but I do have chickens, and I have ducks that have been – like driving me crazy. It's gotten worse. And so
they're not yours. Let's make it clear.
They're
not neighbors.
These are my neighbors. So what was it? Like a week ago, I went out and they were in my pond. I have a small little pond and these are big. I think she said 25-pound ducks in my pond, like splashing all the water out, scaring my fish. And fortunately, we have a place where they can hide, but they also eat fish. So I was getting upset. So I put boards and a net across it so they couldn't go in, but they would still go in and like on the net. and then the chickens started just like tearing apart all of my, I have raised beds, just tearing apart. So Saturday, George saw our next door neighbor out there and he says, hey, your ducks are swimming in our pond. And George just got, and the guy started laughing and George goes, no, this isn't funny. And I said, no, it's not funny. I said, your animals are being destructive. And so he goes, well, we're going to put up a fence. And George goes, you have to have the fence up by next spring. You've been saying it since you moved in. You've got to have a date. So Sunday morning, we came home from church, and their son came over, and he goes, can I borrow your post hole digger? We've got to do 28 holes. So I thought, oh, yeah, right. Well, Sunday they worked. They got part of the fence done. We didn't have any ducks or chickens for a few days. They were back yesterday, but they were quacking. They came over and, like, they were really ticked off because I had all that stuff on the pond and they couldn't get in, and they're, like, talking to each other. It was really funny. And then this is the ducks that were talking to each other. And then they kind of waddled home. So that problem is getting solved.
So the part that I love about this, which is why I wanted Cheryl to say, is because this has been going on for months since they've just kind of let it happen. The chickens have come over, the ducks have come over, and she stood up for herself. And so isn't that fantastic? She said no.
Gold stars. Gold stars
exactly.
For you, Cheryl.
Exactly.
Well, I thought that was a much better solution than some of our friends said. Let's have it a chicken and duck dinner.
Yeah.
I can imagine. Make it and serve
you know
them
what?
To your neighbor.
I love animals.
I brought you a dinner.
You know what I love, too? There was such teamwork with your husband. Like, you know, you backed him up and he backed you up. And
Yeah.
Very cool.
But,
You know, Cheryl? Did you know that ducks fly? Ducks can fly over that fence. So
it's
I don't know
okay.
how
know.
You're planning to build it. But, yeah.
I know it. The chickens climb over the first fence that they had.
Yeah, chickens can fly, too.
Yep.
But just imagine 4 25-pound ducks and 15 chickens in your yard.
Oh, my gosh, that's a ton.
Yeah, it's not right. And it's not right. Absolutely not
it's
right.
It's not right.
No, not in a
okay.
not
being
in a
very
like
patient.
That.
We were being patient. Didn't want to be, you know, because they're like half our age. You didn't want to be the old cranky people and, you know.
Well, I don't mind being an old cranky person. I could have come over.
No.
You have a right to private enjoyment.
Patio.
Yeah. You have a right to private enjoyment, Cheryl.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to talk about Enneagram, and I know we won't finish it today, because if we did, then we didn't really get into it. So I thought maybe that we could start with people that are alike and then talk about, because I want to, I'm going to pick Kathy and Jamie, who are both fours, and because Kathy's been so I don't know. You know you're both fours, right? So
yep.
Yeah.
So what do you guys? So talk about it. I don't care which one of you starts or how you want to go about it, but we got two fours. So what do you know about Enneagrams, and what did you learn, and how did this help getting over fears or making you better at what you do? So it. Eliminating, you know, dissolving what doesn't work and highlighting what does. Did it help at all? Maybe I should start with Jamie.
Yes, Jamie. Because no one will understand this anyway. So
It did highlight stuff.
Okay, I might have to come slap you though, Kathy, then.
Oh, sorry. She has to come to California.
That's right, I can't, but I'll be there. So I'll save it up. Okay, go ahead, Jamie.
I found it more interesting than I thought it would be as I was reading more into it and the descriptions and stuff. I'm still unclear about what the wing thing is of it, but I know that me and Kathy are both fours, and I thought that was kind of funny that last night we were realizing we both have the same kind of costume, you know,
mm-hmm.
It's like, well, gee, mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, we both are seeing things a lot alike. Now, as far as the description of what a four is, I'm not sure how many of them apply to Kathy, but for me, they almost all did, except it said that usually fours are willing to share their emotions and feelings so that they can understand it better, and that's not me at all. So, and also that fours can often be dramatic, and I don't think I'm dramatic either. So maybe I'm wrong, but those things didn't resonate at all, but the other things completely did. And I loved how in that thing you sent, it had growth recommendations for your numbers. And mm-hmm. out of, there were like five major recommendations, and out of those five, I thought three were just right on. So I wrote down the highlights of them because they just apply so much to me. It's like they're reading my mind, so it's kind of scary. The first important one was don't pay so much attention to your feelings, which, I mean, God, I get so absorbed in it. It says, don't equate myself with the feelings. The self is not the same as its feelings. Like, God, I never thought of it, but that's kind of a relief, but that is how I live. You know, you're feeling down or depressed. You're feeling sad about something, and so that's what you are. I am sad. You know, so, okay, I won't do that anymore. I'll try not to. I won't pay attention to my feelings as
well. Well, at least you'll notice it. That's what you'll notice.
Yeah, because I never thought of that. Because that is what I am. If I'm feeling it, well, I guess it's not. So that was a real eye-opener. The next thing cracked me up because it says avoid putting off things until you're in the, quote, right mood. That's like, that is my hugest excuse for not doing things. It's like, oh, my God, that's so terrible. Because then you never get it done because you're never in the right mood, right?
Because you're in your emotions.
Exactly. So you're really lost. You're up the creek. So, okay, I have to pay attention to that too and realize that's not an excuse. It's just a way to get out of it. It's not a valid excuse. So it won't get me anywhere. And the last thing you said is put yourself in the way of good because it will help your self-esteem and your self-confidence. It will help develop everything and help you have more positive experiences. The more you put yourself in line with those things, you'll have more of them, and then you'll, you know, feel better, and then you'll know who you are. So it was kind of weird. It was so right on in so many ways. I thought, I have no idea how they do that, but I'm curious to find out what the wingy thing is to see how much more that ties in.
Yeah, does anybody understand the wings before we even go on? Because honestly, I don't. I just read it and said, oh, okay, that's more information, but I don't know how important that information is.
Right, I don't understand it either.
Right, well, maybe that's something we'll have to, like, learn more about mm-hmm. because, Kathy, you don't have a wing, and I don't know what
the
other...
Everybody has wings, but basically the wings are just the two next to you.
Actually, that isn't what they said. Is it?
Yeah, the personality hacker team that's working with the lady that's in Instagram, she was explaining it and saying there's three subtypes for each type. Yeah. But the type called wings. And sometimes it's called subtypes. I don't know. But she describes it like there's three same subtypes, but each type has these three options.
I'm reading in the book.
Oh, cool.
I'm reading in the book The Enneagram Made Easy by Renee Baron and Elizabeth Wagley, something. The wings. Your personality may blend into or be influenced by the types on either side of yours. For example, a 9 may have some characteristics of a 1 or an 8. These neighboring types are called your wings.
But how come? Well, my question is that, so I can see that, but if it doesn't, on the test that we took on this thing, it said a specific wing. So are they saying that because of the score on our thing, that wing is more influences more than another one?
It could be because we are, it's like they sort of blend, you know what I mean? There's some of this over on this side and some of that on that side. And so in the test, it could be that in that test, they're asking questions that kind of show our leanings. And all this 27 subtypes, it was like, I am so not going there because it just was, you know, that's too much. I love profiles. I love profiles. I love them from back in the astrology days. I just love them. And so I gain a lot from them. But that's what I understand about wings. I mean, my spiritual director, Sister Jane Delisle, is the teacher in ASD on Enneagram. So I'll ask her about wings. But I think it is just sort of leanings. But I'll ask her brief questions. And the same thing with the centers, the heart, the feeling centers. Some are heart. Some are gut, some are head centers, and so that's mm-hmm. a flavor of these. And then the thing where the arrows point, you know, the arrows in one direction is
yeah.
when we're going to integration,
yeah,
when we go to disintegration, you know, and it's so there's all of that. I mean, you could study this endlessly if that were your choice to do so. And, mm-hmm. you know, but mine is I take the overview of all these profiles and I sort of pick the high notes. And I know for me, the interesting part of the Enneagram, the four, was how related it was to my Myers-Briggs of INFP. Boy, we are dealing with emotions, inner life, authenticity, being understood, all of that. And then my learning style profile, where out of a 50, I'm 49 and think create, which is very moody, you know, very in that emotional realm, as well as many other things that are in that think create. So I just see this, you know, the synchronicity of it. I think the thing that I've pulled out, and I love the Enneagram, in the Enneagram book, because it has cute little pictures, and it talks about, you know, this is a great book. It's $20. You can get it on Amazon. But and it has a connection to the Myers-Briggs in the back. But it has things like what you want people to know in a relationship with you, practical suggestions and exercises, you know, when like fives move towards the positive side of eight, that's one of their arrows and all of this. It gives you just a lot of, and they're bullet points, you know. Bullet
yeah.
points and, you know, things fours would never dream of doing, making a paint by number landscape and hanging it over their living room sofa. Oh, yeah. That's not going to happen. And I know somebody whose entire house is filled with paint by number pictures. And it's like, what on earth ripped those things off the wall? You know, or going to a restaurant in a polyester suit and ordering a Spam sandwich and instant coffee. Really? Right. You know. Right.
What's the name okay. of the book, Kathy?
The Enneagram Made Easy. And I okay. love the pictures. And I love this. I just love this book. But in relationships, be's for fours, be direct and specific about stating what you want and don't mm-hmm. want. Be careful not to blow what other people say out of a proportion. You know, all of this, there's just tons of insight in this book. And the one thing that I thought was so fun was there's a little picture in there about fours as children, and it shows a little boy and a little girl, and the thoughts that are in their head. And in the girl's picture, there's music, you know, the G clef and the treble clef and some notes, and then fairy tales. And it's like, how did he know?
Oh.
That's all I read as a kid. I read fairy tales all the time in King Arthur stories, you know, and so that's what I read. And so, but anyway, typical thoughts of, I love this, what's hard about being a four, all of this. But here's the things that have been most important to me is one of the things, and this is from a different thing, this is a handout that's put together by Sister Jane, and it goes into a lot of stuff, but it talks about their, what they're addicted to. Four, it's envy. We're very, it tend to be very envy, hyper aware of others' gifts, want what others have. But I'm so jealous. You know, I have a friend who has imaginary friends living in their room, and he'll joke about that he's spending time with his imaginary friends. I get jealous. They're imaginary. I can be jealous. I mean, you know, ooh, okay. Depression, oh, my gosh. And the whole emotional drama, I was telling you back on the drama with the caregivers, it kind of
yes.
blew up last night. I did my best to keep it level, but I am so emotional today as a result of it and yesterday, and this will go on for a while. It's like, oh, my God. One of the things in one of the places that I was reading is that to be aware, to be wary as fours, to be wary if what we're really holding on to is the emotion rather than the thing itself. And I'm not saying that quite right. But sometimes when I'm very emotional about something, I have to, what helps is to stop and think, am I just holding on to the emotion because it's emotions? Because we feel emotions so much, so it's really the emotion rather than the situation, you know?
Well, that
so that's
makes sense.
That's an alertness. Yeah. We have a tendency to overanalyze. Fours, though, take better care of their emotional life than any other number. Well, we're all about our emotional life, so there, you know. And then the other thing, it's important, and I was reading it in what they were saying there and sort of everywhere, is if you're in a relationship with someone who doesn't connect with your emotions, just doesn't connect there, it's a horrible situation. It's a horrible situation. You know, because there's nowhere to go with all of this.
Yeah.
No one's connecting with you. There's no one who's, because our emotional life is so important, and that's where we're living. And the whole, you know, the value of everything is that, to me, and I'm oversimplifying here, but it's in the emotional content. And so, you know, that's, to me, where the truth is. Not, and I don't mean emotions as, oh, I'm feeling depressed, so the truth is there. But what touches the soul of us is what I mean by emotions. What is truly touching the souls of us? And we want very much for someone else to understand that. And so that's a situation that I have someone in my life that does do that. You know, my husband is not an emotional connector, and he's a marvelous man and a great husband in so many ways, but Bill's my emotional go-to guy. And so, you know, we'll be sitting here in the living room, something emotional comes up with one of the kids or a situation, and I'll just dial up Bill, you know, so Ken and I and Bill do this sort of thing. And so that's been very, very helpful, because I didn't have a go-to person for that, and I was, you know, just becoming more crazed, as I have a tendency to do anyway. And so I think the envy, the being aware of just holding on to emotions because of emotions, I think the thing I just thoroughly enjoy is that it is individual, or in Enneagram Made Easy, they call it romantic. And, oh, I love that. I just love that. You know, and so fours at their best are warm, compassionate, introspective, expressive, creative, intuitive, supportive, refined. At their worst, depressed, self-conscious, guilt-ridden, moralistic, withdrawn, stubborn, moody, self-absorbed. Oh, I never do those. And, Jamie, I do the dramatic. Let me tell you, I do the dramatic. I have that, you know. And maybe that's because I also have that performing disposition in the learning style profile. Everything's a blend, you know. Everything is just a blend. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and in this book, what I like about being a four, my ability to find meaning in life and to experience feelings at a deep level, and my ability to establish warm connections with people. I do that, and that is something that's helpful in my all of my business. It was helpful in bereavement, because I would establish very warm relationships to these people. If somebody greets me at church and I don't remember their face, I know I did a funeral for them somewhere in the last, you know, 15 years, 16 years, because they remember the faces of the people who serve. But I've done hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of funerals. I make warm relationships with my directees, with my students. So that's a real help. And so, and I love the individualness, and I love that picture you put, the fashion of the Enneagram stuff, that one that was, what was that, INFP, that girl is dressed really weird, and in, that's another thing, is that in fours, we're very individual, so we're going to be, you know, wearing weird stuff. I know I'm the only 67-year-old person in my church that's growing my hair to my waist, you know, it's just. I know, and Jamie,
oh, that's
you're,
right, Jamie.
You know, you're not that old, but you're growing your hair, and so that's just kind of not. I mean, they all wear their hair short. You know, it's like they all have matching haircuts, and so not me. And so, and I wear weird clothes, and you know, I have a dark green sink, and I love that. I love being the one that's different. I love it. I don't think I go like in that thing where, or in one of these things that I was reading, if they don't get their, you know, emotional needs met, then they hold on to, I am different from everyone else, you know, and that become rigid in their difference. It has to be my way or else. go there with it, I don't think. I do think I'm different than everyone else, but I think everyone is different than everyone else. And so, you know, there's that. But helpful is recognizing, and I was grateful to see this when, you know, it came up in Jane's pamphlet handout that she handed out at class, was the envy, because boy, that has been, you know, with me all my life. Just, and so then I go, oh yeah, okay, it's just a part of the trait. It's not even something I really have to fight, you know what I mean? It's just, oh yeah, okay, that's what it is. Yeah, I'm just going into envy mode. Okay, good, got it. So you know what I mean? You get it at that level that you recognize it's a trait. It's not like some major flaw in my character that I have to fix, or I really need all those things that those people have, or any of that, you know. It's just, yeah, I'm jealous of the imaginary people in someone else's room. So
That
is cool. I'm going to get that book before the next call.
I love this book.
So anybody else might want to get it, because then when you get to your part, when we talk about yours, we have that same kind of, I'm definitely going to get that book. But yeah, I just realized, so Corinne, I don't know what you are. Hopefully Corinne's still there.
I'm still here. I narrowed it down, but I don't know completely. So I'm gonna try.
Wait, did you take the test?
Yeah, I took a test. However, since I don't have Google I only have Google on my phone now, I couldn't take the test from Becca's link because I can't open my Google to get the link on my computer where I would do the test. So I just found a random test. And it gave me three types that might be me, which I don't know how.
Wait, so you can open a link from you should be able to go straight to Google on your, do you have Google on your phone?
Yes.
And you
so
I can link to it?
I don't know. Maybe I can go straight from my phone and then do the test on my phone.
I think so.
Okay.
You should be able to.
I will try that. It probably won't take very long if it works. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, then let us know.
Yes.
Because then we'll see who we're going to match you up with. And I know we're at the end of the call, but I wanted to say that I saw one little piece. I don't know if anybody else noticed this. Is that you can click on, it asks you what person, if you're in a relationship with a person, you know, like, so I clicked on Dell's number to see if we were compatible. Which is pretty funny. And it turns out we are. But I thought that was really interesting that's there. I don't know if you saw it. But, Kathy, that was so helpful. And I just have a question for Jamie. So do you feel jealous? Is that something you've dealt with?
Yes.
Okay. Now, see, I didn't even know that. Mm-hmm. This is why I love stuff like this, because if we know each other this well, we can go, you know, it just helps, because then I like knowing it, because then I feel like I can do a better job of being a guide or helpful, because, oh, that might be what's going on, and I didn't know that you felt jealous about things.
I can totally relate to Kathy being jealous about invisible friends. Oh, my God, that totally makes sense to me.
Thank you, Jamie. Yay. Do we have a minute? I want to read these quick bullet points on a four. Okay, I'll read fast. This is one of the things I like the best. How to get along with me. This is for four. Give me plenty of compliments. They mean a lot to me. And I don't
think it means it's for
vanity. It's just because then it validates that they understand. They understand, you know, so it's not like, oh, we just, okay. Be a supportive friend or partner. Help me to learn to love and value myself. Respect me for my special gifts of intuition and vision. Yes. Though I don't always want to be cheered up when I'm feeling melancholy, I like sometimes to have someone light me up a little. And don't tell me I'm too sensitive or that I'm overreacting.
Oh, my gosh.
And it doesn't say, but I will go on to add, or I will kill you.
if you do. And that's not dramatic. That's just real life.
We can feel that, Kathy. I felt that right there. Oh, my God, you'll kill me if I say that. I would never say that. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Mm-hmm. I think some of what you just read also fits with the INFP.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So,
you know.
There,
so, but anyway, I like this book because it's bullet points all the way through with these incredibly darling drawings. So, you know, and it's a good sense of humor, so that works for me.
Can I cast a vote for something?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Can I vote that Kathy reads all the descriptions?
I know. I think Kathy should just tell us all what we are. Like,
I think
okay,
Kathy
can
has
I,
a new job here in Insiders.
Take the twos, tell us what we are, take the ones. We're going to have you help with it all. So Kathy, just know that you are our go-to girl when we do as we keep on doing the Enneagram. So keep that book handy. All right. Anybody have anything they want to add? And we'll go to another couple of you for the next Enneagram. But I hope you're enjoying it as much as I am, because I think it's very, very valuable. But anybody else have anything else you'd like to add?
Well, the only thing I want to add is that, you know, I took both tests, and remember I said I came up with different results, but that one was a 2 and one was a 3. So that kind of makes sense. If I'm a 2 with a wing, that would be a 3 and a 1, right? That in another type of test that was also an Enneagram test that I came up with a 3.
Oh, I didn't realize that was a different test. You mean on another place it came up with 3?
No.
You just
took
the other test.
I took the
test.
And...
But see, my other test came out as an 8, which is really far away from mine.
I don't know how that
works. Yeah.
I
don't know what that other test is. That's my answer. Maybe Kathy the guru will figure it out before we talk next time. All right. Anybody else? Okay, that was so fun. I'm sorry that shift week is over, but now that you can all go lie down, like after we got all excited, but use this to figure out how more to express who you are and I got more to say, but it's not time to do it. All right, so thank you all for being on the call, and I'll look up that book on Amazon. It's in the link in the follow up, so you don't have to go searching for it.
Oh, cool.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Love
you all. Bye.
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 Bye. Jet, you're staying?
Bye.
I'm here.